This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. I'm the D, Doug. Doug Steffen with the J, Jennifer Horn, and the B, Victoria Keelan here at your service on your side. Jennifer, what's the update?
Well, I'd love to tell you about all the latest crazy going on in California. And Kara and I were actually talking about this the other day on social media. There's a, you know, first it was public enemy number one in California was the plastic straw. Now that we've gotten rid of all the pesky straws, who do we go after next? Well, we go after the paper receipt. That seems to be the next target in California as the things we need to eliminate. San Francisco Assemblyman Phil Ting took a cue from U.S. senators when introducing a bill on Tuesday. He did it by grandstanding a bit with a massive prop, which was a dude dressed as a paper receipt that stood next to him while he was at the podium. He introduced Assembly Bill 161, aiming to curb the use of paper receipts by requiring businesses in California to offer electronic receipts unless customers specifically ask for a paper copy. He argues many people don't realize most paper receipts can't be recycled, so they produce extra weight. Now, this was about a 20-minute press conference. He announced the legislation. He had the guy there dressed as a receipt that stood on a stool in the background who didn't laugh, by the way, during all of this. They were all very serious, which made it even more weird. And this is going to be a bill that's similar to the paper straw. Look, I don't
I hate getting receipts. I had my receipts just emailed whenever I get that option. It's so much better.
Number one is, if you do that, you've got to give whatever business you're at your email address. So there's number one. Some people don't want to do that.
So they can send you, flood your inbox with all kinds of promotional crap that you don't want. And that is part of it. Have you ever seen that notice, ladies, on the bottom? By accepting this receipt, you are going along with, I'm paraphrasing here, our ability to send you promotional material. If you don't click on it, then you don't get the stuff. But in order to get your receipt, you're going to get all of their garbage. And, yeah, you can unsubscribe to it. But Or in some cases you can. I know I asked you the other day about 23andMe. There's no way you can unsubscribe from 23andMe. There's no place on any of their things. So what was good to begin with in terms of 23andMe, getting that information, now you just get, every day there's a different promotion. Buy this, do that, get lost. Okay, that's that. Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, number one is, you don't want to, maybe some people don't want to hand over their email address. The thing that I have a problem with is not that I'm in love with receipts at all. It's the fact that they're going to put more restriction on California businesses. What if this is the only thing the business is set up to do? What if it's going to cost them extra money to put in an electronic?
You think they care? The state of California doesn't give a damn about
This is what's annoying. Let the businesses decide. If they want to offer an electronic receipt because that's the direction that their consumers are going in, great. If they
want to hand someone
a paper receipt, let them do it. Why do we have
How many people
regulation?
On the state assembly in California are business people? I'd love to know.
Not very many.
No, I would guess there were very, very, very few. These are career politicians. They get started and they just keep cranking away and cranking away. They start about the same age as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and then they spend the rest of their life sitting in some political position. Well, by the way, I thought it was interesting. Whoopi Goldberg the other day, after, you know, I've gone on about a little bit, some might say it was a rant, but it was just my focus on this young woman who might have a lot to add, but she certainly is distracting from what she does have to add. In my opinion, some people think it's sexist, the news media attack on her. She's bringing it on herself. So Whoopi Goldberg said on The View the other day, sit down, be quiet, and learn your job.
Well, the thing that's actually frustrating to me is I don't see it as sexist as much. I see it as ageist. And you always, it's funny because you always talk about how
that too, yeah.
how ageism is, you know, frustrating and you know, people talking about your age. And it's very frustrating for me, too, because people have to start somewhere. And,
right.
you know, what are
right.
they supposed to do?
They're supposed to learn the job, like Whoopi said, and stop being a showboat.
I think that's also, which I agree. I want people to sit down and learn their job, but I also think that there's a different world that we live in now than the one that you grew up in, and I don't think you have as much of a choice. If you're in the public eye, then people are going to write articles about you, and they're going to make videos of you, and they're going to do, and they're going to put every single thing that you do on social media, whether you want them to or not. So I think you're stuck between a rock and a hard place if you're growing up in the working world like I am now. It's just a thing that happens.
It just, you know, I actually kind of agree with the ladies. As much as I'm not a fan of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm not a fan of this Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib. I'm so far more offended by what they think is good for the country than anything that they do or say or the mathematics that they don't know when they're on sitting with Anderson Cooper. What offends me more is that they have this vision of socialism in the country. And I think people get distracted because it's fun. And I think they're interesting people. I mean, at least the one thing about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is she's at least inspired people. She's got a little fire to her. And so I think she's a little different than what the status quo has been. And that's why the cameras love her. Certainly that's why social media loves her. That's why she has 2.5 million followers. And we can pretend all day long what it is about her that makes her so special. And she's a good looking young woman. Who people think, wow, where did she come from? And people want to look at her because of that. I think if she were ugly, we would never have a conversation about her because a lot of this culture is based in looks. And more than any other stereotype.
Is that why people voted for her? Why do people vote for her?
I think probably she was able to shake it up a little bit. I mean, people right now are not voting for the people with the most experience because they don't care. They want to shake things up. They want
right?
to shake
we
up
laud
Washington,
those
D.C.
people
That's
who
like
are different.
Being
we
president.
Throw the old timers
right,
out and bring new people.
Talking about someone who put in work, she had a grassroots campaign. She went all around her districts and talked to all of the people to actually get them to go out and vote for her, whereas the guy she was competing against, who'd been in office
didn't
do anything because
he didn't even
confident.
Show up at a debate that she showed up to.
Didn't take her seriously. That's what it was. And it came back to
exactly.
bite him. So it's an interesting story. I guarantee if she were ugly, no one would care because the most crazy ism in this country has to do with looks. It has nothing to do, well, it has something to do, but mostly it has to do with looks. That takes in everything into account as far as the color of your skin, your age, what you look. I mean, it all is about, are you appealing to the eye? And she is, and so people want to look at her. But that being said, people on my side of the aisle, it's being said that a lot of Republicans are up in arms about AOC. They don't like her. You know, they think she's ridiculous. Okay, it's fun to laugh at her a little bit because she sets herself up when she's asked a question about math or foreign policy, and she doesn't know the answer. And instead of just saying, I don't know the answer, or coming up with something to redirect, she kind of looks like a dope. That's a sign of inexperience, which I think she will pick up at some point, because most of these politicians don't know the answer, but they've learned the art of redirection.
So
I've
been there a long time. I don't know the answer.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I think she'll get that, obviously. But let's be outraged by what she thinks is good for the country. Because what I mean, that to me is scary. It doesn't make a lot of sense. There's no way to pay for what she proposes. And I don't think it's good for our culture as a whole. That's what ticks me off. I don't care if somebody says about we're talking about Trump and saying we should impeach him like Tlaib did. Or if she looks like a dope on Anderson Cooper. Let's worry about her policy.
So that may be part of what is underlying in my my response or reaction to her is that her ideas are immature, but they represent an immaturity and a naivete. And you can say, well, when you were a kid, look at what the Kennedys, they were young when they got into office. But they didn't go about the business of projecting themselves the same way that...
Well, there wasn't an outlet for it, though. You have to really...
know about it.
Yeah, no one even knew about it. You know, Alexandria is 27. Her whole life has been social media. Every 27-year-old is heavily into social media. So I think the critics, I think Kara is 100% right. There is so much ageism happening here. And, you know, when we saw Mark Zuckerberg and the guy from Google sitting in front of the fossils there, and they were asking the dumbest questions, and we all said, oh my gosh, everybody's so old and they're so out of touch. Well, at the, you know, the pendulum swings the other way, and now she's too young and she's into social media too much. It's like, you can't win, you know, either
well,
way.
I will, in my own, this isn't, I don't have to defend myself, but I will tell you, the idea of somebody starting as this young woman has, or this woman in Boston, my district elected a young woman, you can Google her, Maria Robinson is her name. She's the same age. She was elected to replace the fellow that was my dear friend that died in office last year, Chris Walsh. I did not support her during the campaign because I didn't know that much about her, and the people who were supporting her weren't exactly my friends. So I supported somebody else. And she, after she got elected, came to me and offered to do things. And it wasn't just vapid, nonsensical conversation. She meant what she said. She put herself into harm's way, in a manner of speaking, with some of her constituents that don't like me. She has tackled the problem that I'm trying to deal with and has manifested herself in a fabulous way. I have so much respect for her, and she and I have become very conversant. She's somebody who has learned the job quickly. She has studied the issues, not just my stuff, but in general across the district. She has made it known that she, and she's proven to put action behind the words. I would support her in anything at this moment that she's running for, because she has acquitted herself very well. And I'm kind of sorry that I didn't. I like the young woman that I supported, who may have been at the time more philosophically connected to me, or she was connected to the farm. But Maria Robinson has done a very good job jumping into things, and I'm very proud of her and what she's done. She speaks well to the movement to bring new people in. There's another young fella who's, I think, 23, 24, that has been elected from, I think, Scituate. His name is Lewis. I don't remember what his first name is. Anyway, not important, but he's another one. He's dug right into, there's a group of kids, basically, who have been elected to the House of Representatives, who are digging into the issues and actually doing the work. And they're finding out what they need to know about it to sound intelligent. Those are the people I have respect for. So don't, you can accuse me of being an ageist if you want to when it comes to maybe Cortez, but I will tell you, in this circumstance with these people that I'm talking about, they have dug in, they know what the issues are, and they're working at fixing problems and dealing with things that help their constituents. And for that, I have, I'm very, very happy. I'm going to, you know, it's funny how you support some of these people. In my case, I ran a check and support their reelection. But anyway, I'm trying to make the point that here are a couple of young people that are really into the political atmosphere and are digging in and finding out what the issues are and doing their job. That's what their job is.
Yeah,
not to gain lots of media attention.
Well, I guess in response to that, and I'm super glad that, you know, your mind was changed and that this person has come around and is helping you. And I guess the only thing is you didn't support that person at first, and then, you know, she was able to come through and change her mind. And you know, for a young person, I would hope that we would give them an opportunity like we have everyone else who's been in office for 30 years to learn the job and to get better at it and to learn the ropes. And I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has only been in office for a very short time and doesn't have a ton of experience with it. And so instead of judging her super harshly on something she hasn't had a chance to learn yet, that I would hope over the next few months, that, you know, if she's terrible and never learns how to do it and makes terrible decisions for her constituents, then, yeah, I don't want her to be there. But until we have the chance to learn that, then I wouldn't want to judge super harshly. I think everyone...
20 minutes after the hour on the DJV program. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a lot of talk about this guy, R. Kelly. Been all over social media, been all over the news media. This song, most of you, if you don't know who R. Kelly is, you listen to this song and you know the song. This happens to be something I like this song a lot, frankly. I Believe I Can Fly. There was a Lifetime documentary about him called Surviving R. Kelly. A lot of viewers took it upon themselves to take some action. The phone lines at the district attorney's office in Fulton County became flooded. Residents demanding something be done regarding decades of alleged abuse of minors by this guy. The DA's office listened to the public outcry. They've launched an investigation into the allegations made against him. The report goes on to state the investigation is a direct result of the harrowing claims made in this documentary, these documentaries, the docuseries. Investigators have already started reaching out to several survivors, families who came forward to share their experiences, including Kelly's ex-girlfriend and the parents of a lady named Jocelyn Savage. Law enforcement searching for information from anybody who lived in Kelly's former Atlanta mansion, individuals who may have worked with him and have knowledge of what went on inside the mansion. But there has been, I'm sure you ladies have seen all of it discussed a lot now lately, with the Me Too movement being as important as it is. And then there's the sort of corresponding focus on John Legend and what he had to say about R. Kelly. Interesting, a photograph of John Legend and Harvey Weinstein posing together in 2016 has resurfaced. Legend took to Twitter to respond to the backlash about not publicly denouncing it. He appears in this docuseries about R. Kelly, which discusses the abuse allegations that we're talking about here. He was one of few celebrities willing to be in the series to denounce Kelly, and he got a lot of praise once it aired this past weekend. I think there was a lot of stuff on social media about Legend and people saying he was a hero because he did what he did and said what he said about Kelly. So, after being criticized for not giving Weinstein the same treatment he responded as follows, quote, I took a photo with and worked with Harvey on several occasions before his abuse was known to me and the rest of the world. Since his being exposed, his company, his career have rightfully been destroyed, and he's been indicted. Sounds like something that should happen to R. Kelly. Anyway, so... Isn't it? This kind of plays into what we were saying a few minutes ago about Ocasio-Cortez, in a sense. You know, whether we make too much, we judge too much by just one frame, one
right.
picture,
rather
than the whole.
How many people took pictures with Harvey Weinstein? Everyone who ever met him.
Right, exactly.
And because John Legend didn't publicly, I guess, make statements about Harvey Weinstein, now everyone wants to attack him, even though he's trying to do something good about a real problem, which has affected a lot of people, and those victims of R. Kelly's have had no justice. And so it's just, it kind of feels like we're in this world where you just can't win.
That's what social media is about.
It's never enough for anybody. It's never enough.
There's never a final answer, a final word. Let's bring, that your final answer?
Right.
bring Regis back again. Anyway, Legend tweeting his response to the criticism over the picture. Also in the picture is his wife Chrissy Teigen with Weinstein. He said, don't bring up some old pictures of me and somebody else. No one asked me to be in the Harvey documentary. I'm friends with surviving R. Kelly director and several protesters in the Mute R. Kelly movement, so I had a personal connection and agreed to appear. I don't just go around interviewing for every expose. All of this is dumb. And you know what? I agree with him. I like John Legend a lot, as you can tell by listening to me when I talk about him, but this is a...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping President Trump's address to the nation last night on border security will move things a few steps closer to ending the partial government shutdown.
There's a deal to be had here, but it's hard to get a deal when people you're dealing with call you a racist because you want a border security wall.
The president is saying in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation,
my administration is doing everything in our power to help those impacted by the situation. But the only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government.
In their rebuttal, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi accused the president of promoting misinformation and malice in his address. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Business of conversation. We're in business to converse, and business is good. On the DJV show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're in our studios. I'm in Massachusetts, at least for another week or so. But then, see ya. Jennifer, I'm coming.
Coming? Did you find a place to live?
It's like Hollywood. Let's see, where are we? Just off Sunset, apparently, in a... nice little bungalow.
We call everything a bungalow. What is a bungalow?
Bungalow.
Like everything's a bungalow. Sort of a little house.
Yeah, kind of. It's a little place that I've never liked big places out there because I don't need them. Just the first place. Well, I've read. Yeah, I know. So it is neat little places. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Victoria's in New Jersey. Kara's in Washington. Here we go, Victoria. Let's take us through our paces.
All right. Well, the NFL is making some history this weekend. Specifically, Sarah Thomas, who is an NFL official, she made history in 2015 when she was hired by the NFL to be the first full-time female official in the league history. This weekend, with the Los Angeles Chargers at Foxborough Stadium playing the New England Patriots in the playoffs, she will make history.
Down, Stephen.
Nah.
What?
She said Jenner says the Patriots are going down.
Yeah. No, I like the Patriots. I like them. I like the Chargers, though, too. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, she's going to make history again because she'll be on the field, and she will be one of the officials for the playoffs. And that makes her – that's two different times now that she has made history in the NFL. And so she'll be the first female referee to officiate a playoff game. And she has spent the past two seasons as a down judge after starting out as a line judge. So she's kind of been working her way up, which is cool. So now
what's
she's
her
gotten
background,
a big
Victoria?
Promotion.
What is she? Well, how did she come by the knowledge that she has of football? What's her experience?
I don't know. You know I don't know her that? Specific. No, I don't know her specific background, but she's definitely started and worked her way up, you know, as all the officials do. She's gone up through the rankings. So, but yeah, it'll be kind of cool to see a female referee on the field for the playoffs.
I'm looking at, I'm wondering, a lot of attention this time of year is paid to the professional football players. I wonder about some of the football playoffs on the college level. I see that Clemson beat Crimson, the Crimson Tide, 44-16 over
spanked.
The weekend. And I wonder how much this, the reason I bring it up is because it reminds me sort of all the attention paid to March Madness and the college basketball players and how much money there is in that. And wondering about that, the effect of money on college football as well. You know my feelings about football in general. I think the program should be just disbanded, frankly, because professional football, if people want to watch it, that's cool. The people who are playing sign their contracts. They know what they're into and in for. And maybe I should think the same thing about the college players, because there certainly is no shortage of information now about what happens to you when you play this kind of rough and tumble ball games. They get, you know, when you look at the guy that got hurt very badly in a game this past weekend. So, I don't know. I just kind of am wondering, my friends that go to or have been alums of Ohio State and all the attention that's paid to them and that all the money that comes to Ohio State from people who support their football program and the upset, the coach whose name I can't remember who got fired for some misdemeanor or whatever he was doing. Isn't there a sex thing with him too? The guy that ran the football program at Ohio State? Wasn't there some kind of a...
I don't know about that.
Oh, Urban Meyer. It wasn't a sex thing with him, but it's that he kept a coach on who had been accused and found, I think, guilty of domestically assaulting his wife multiple times, and he kept him on and kind of kept it a secret.
Right. Okay. So that there was something like that, I knew. All right. Also, this week we were decrying the increase in cost. If you're a Disney fan or if you're planning a February vacation to bring your children out to Disney World, Disneyland, Florida, California, man, did you see the ruckus after the announcement on Monday, the noise that has been created by people protesting? I don't think Disney counted on that.
I don't believe them. Of course they did. I don't believe them. These people that are protesting are going to go to the park. That's the problem, is that somehow, no matter how broke we all are, no matter how much money everybody says it's going to cost to go to the park, everybody still finds a way to go to Disneyland. It's crazy to me how this happens, but
which
it
happens.
Does.
People going because of their...
Last year, they raised their prices by 18%. This year, it's 25%. So last year, there was a huge spike in attendance. It all comes down to the annual pass. The people with the annual pass are the ones that are coming back and going 2-3 weekends a month, or maybe coming during the week when they
Do you do the same thing over and over again? I've been to both the parks a couple of times, and I don't understand what you do once you go through the rides. What do you go back and do the same thing over and over again?
Well, there are a lot of rides, and you've got multiple parks now. You have California Adventure and Disneyland, and you've got restaurants. People go in and ride two rides and go home. You've got parades, fireworks, all that stuff.
It now costs $104 a day for the basic ticket, $129 instead of $117 to do some of the other cool. And then there's a price that was $135, is now $149. There are different categories. You have to pay $25 a day to park instead of $20, you know, that kind of stuff. And the fans seem to be upset over the hike in prices. But you're right, Jennifer. People still go, and maybe Disney did the research and figured out, nobody's going to care.
So,
All right, other business news. The New York Stock Exchange is going to have a new competition or new competitor to New York. Let's see, NASDAQ. It's a new stock exchange competing with these others. New exchange called Members Exchange, MEMX, being launched by 9 Wall Street companies, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Fidelity. They say their reasoning, they want to lower trading costs, increase competition, and promote transparency. And that's a lot for a Bank of America to come up with that, or actually any of these guys. Fidelity's okay, but I'm not. Maybe they've got to. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. The system that is in place currently, controlled by a few big players, been under criticism for fees that they charge to get the information, monitoring stock prices, that sort of thing. One of the founding members of the Members Exchange says he hopes the new initiative will transform markets for the better. But then, on the other hand, a couple of trading experts said that they were doubtful the average investor would see any cost decreases from the launch. So this is good for the members, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Anybody understand how this actually all works? I've always been confused by all of this stuff. I just found people that I trusted if I had money, which I haven't for the last 10 years, of putting stocks and that sort of thing. But I don't know. You wonder who to trust. Yes, no? Anybody got any money in 401ks or anything that is under scrutiny, or do you try to follow? That's what the Bloomberg device actually is all about. It's what makes it stand out among all the others. I don't know why you need, with all the people who do it at home, I know some people, the lady I know who lives in San Diego, who's a day trader, and she makes, on average, $4,000 or $5,000 a day. She spends 3 or 4 hours in the morning, gets up with the stock market, and starts and does 3 or 4 hours, and usually nets $3,000-$4,000 a day, and calls it a day.
Wow.
She doesn't need any of that stuff. So I think it's just how you study it and who you believe, frankly. Also in business, the name Sears Roebuck and Company went by the wayside when an investor, hedge fund guy named Eddie Lambert, bought Sears when it was about to declare bankruptcy, he bought the Sears holding company, which basically had all these leases and owned all this land all around the country, and that's why he bought it. He wasn't a retailer. He's not a merchandiser. He just bought it for the real estate. And now he's once again buying a piece of Sears so that it can remain open. His attorney said they had reached an acceptable agreement with this hedge fund. After a series of last-minute negotiations, Sears was going to be liquidated because of Lambert and his management. But now they have revised a $4.4 billion bid that would keep at least 425 of the stores open. Under the new terms, Lambert has to come up with a $120 million cash payment as a down payment by the middle of the week. They did find that his bid was acceptable. Sears Roebuck, at the time he bought the real estate holdings, was worth 10 times the $4.4 billion. This was America's largest retail. You knew that, right? At one point in time, Sears Roebuck was the largest retailer in our country. And now it's...
Sears catalog, remember? I mean, when that thing came, I'd sit there for hours with my pen, dog-earing everything.
Yeah. And I know
really?
One
That's
of the things...
Wow, I didn't...
I thought the Sears catalog, like I've seen on Antiques Roadshow from like, you know, 1920.
Well, they've been around that long.
I didn't know they were still, like
400 pages when I was like 8.
Oh,
it would come
fabulous
in the mail.
Stuff.
It was huge.
Yeah. It was the originator of what we do online now. You buy out of a catalog instead of out of a, you know, you buy basically offline as a catalog. Same thing, just a different vehicle in which to pay for it and get it shipped to you. You had to send the order in to the catalog headquarters. There was the Spiegel catalog in Chicago. And there,
yep, that was another between, good one. With
Right. So, anyway, this guy's a scumbucket, and he's a bottom feeder, and you know he's playing this for all it's worth. Meanwhile, the stockholders at Sears got screwed, as you can imagine. And so on it goes. But Sears, the thing that troubles me more than anything else is when I drive down 4th Street in Santa Monica, there's a big old Sears store. If you go down the 10 and get on the PCH right there, look up to the right, and even the old letter, it's just an old, when you went into it, you got the feeling of some really great tradition. And now they're, you know, basically redoing it because it's not a Sears store anymore. Anyhow. So time marches on, and speaking of time, it's 46 after the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
After the hour now, it's time for our visit from Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. Lots of great advice, family-friendly, good conversation, lots of great calls, people with stupid questions, people with good questions. He's heard them all for the 30-some-odd years he's been doing this. All right, so Warren, I was asking you about stain remover. You can recommend a brand or not, but I still have a little bit of a problem with Daisy, who is she had no training at all. Lived in a cage. So I can't get upset at her when she doesn't control it, but I've got her timing down pretty well now. But every once in a while, she has a boo-boo, and so I want to make sure that we put something on that not only smells good, but really gets rid of the oil. I think that's the big problem, isn't it? Getting rid of the ground. If she pees on a rug or the couch or something, it gets into the fiber, and then they still feel, even if we kind of wash it away, we think we've cleaned it up, we haven't really. right?
Well, here's the biggest mistake people make. When the dog pees on the floor, the cat pees on the floor, they run to the cupboard, they get Mr. Clean, Top Job, Less Car, whatever, to clean it up. All of those products contain one thing that's similar, ammonia. Urine contains ammonia. So actually, by cleaning up with any of those products, it's like another dog came in and peed on the floor, and of course your dog's going to go back. There are many good products on the market for cleaning up. There's one I recommend. It's called Kids and Pets because it's less expensive, and its enzymes really, really work wonders. So that's a product I would recommend. But some of the other products on the market work well. This is one I've been using for like 15, 20 years, and I know that my listeners, for example, keep sending me emails saying how well it works. So that's what you need to clean up with. A product made specifically to get rid of dog or cat urine.
Kind of like Hugs and Kisses, that line of vitamins and minerals that you've put together specifically is a line for cats and a line for dogs. So for the same wheelhouse of thought. Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com for Warren. Meanwhile, as we get into the winter months, a lot of lousy weather across the country, which is normal for January and February, maybe early March. So dogs and people develop the same thing, cabin fever. Dogs are used to being outside. They're inside. So what do you do about that?
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I've been in this field for a couple of weeks now, Doug, so I kind of get all the information from people. Yeah. And generally speaking, when I was doing a lot of training, and I ran the largest school in New York, pretty much the East Coast for many years, during the winter months, that was the busiest time because dogs and cats, for that matter, but primarily dogs, really would change their behavior. They weren't getting the exercise they normally got. They weren't going outside to play. The owner got a cold, was too sick to take the dog for the longer walk, so the walks became shorter. So the dogs begin to feel just like we do when we're cooped up, anxious and depressed, and sometimes they act out, looking for any type of attention. So there are things you can do. For example, in New York City, when I was working in the city, it was too cold to go outside, it was raining or whatever. Staircase sprints, create fun. Run up and down the staircase instead of using the elevator. Go into the hallway, play monkey in the middle, one person on one end, another person on the other end. Be really creative in coming up with new ways of keeping the dog stimulated physically and mentally. And really, the cabin fever doesn't have to be a problem as long as you can be creative with indoor activities during the cold weather, or even when you're sick.
Really? All right. So there is word to the wise. Now,
Nail had cabin fever.
Yeah. There's a sort of a rumor floating around that some dogs and their owners get involved in sort of a back and forth referred to as pet rage. Pets are outraged, or are the humans outraged?
No, it's the humans. Move over, road rage. Forget this. You know, in California, you know, I grew up in New York where people yell out the window. I'm in California now. Road rages, they shoot each other. It's crazy. But yeah. I'm getting more reports from dog parks around the country where people are getting into fisticuffs. They're yelling, they're screaming, the cops are being called because people are arguing over their pets, whether one person yells at another dog for getting too close to his dog, or they don't like the way this dog is playing. Let me tell you, I have no children, but I got to tell you, my pets are my children. So from my perspective, if someone looks at my dog wrong or says something to my dog, I'm going to be angry. I don't know if I'm going to punch him, but I'm going to be angry. So let's get some good, positive demeanor at the dog parks. Understand their dogs. Let them play. They're going to make mistakes. But really, a lot of police are responding to dog parks because people are having what we call pet rage, where they're fighting with each other over not their behavior, but the behavior of their dogs, which kind of encourages them to misbehave the way they do. A big problem. I never heard of this till recently, but I think it's going to be on the increase as more and more people are taking their dogs to dog parks, which is a great idea, by the way. But let's have some good dog park etiquette. No fighting over the dogs.
There's a cute little dog park right in Santa Monica that you and I have both been to, right up the street from where our coffee spot is. It's a neat place the dogs all go, and they have a great... I remember Charlotte going in there chasing the big dogs around. So I'll bring Daisy over there and see how she gets along. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.